Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Canty and Carlin podcast.
Not wrong, however you found us on this Thursday afternoon, which I think we've signed off on, right, is the beginning of the pre-end. I think it starts on Thursday afternoon. Don't roll your eyes, Shannon. I think it is. I think that's it. We're happy you did. She is Shea Pepler. I am Randy Scott. I meant to ask you, Shea, like, where is home? I have you as, could be in Chicago, could be Bristol adjacent. Where are we? Where's the home office?
I'm just going to keep everyone guessing. It's in Fairfield, Connecticut. So it's in Connecticut, just not.
There we go.
Not Bristol. So not too far away. Hello through the Zoom.
Hello through the Zoom. Is this our first? Have we done a sports center yet? Or is this our first?
No. Randy and I like to just walk past each other in the sports center hallways, wave and see like, maybe I'll hear you on radio. And here we are. Finally, they actually gave us something to share, a little microphone to share. So should be a good next, what are we, 5, 6 hours? How many hours?
Who knows?
It's a million hours.
We got it. Whenever they cut our mics, whenever the red light goes
off,
that's it. You can find her on Twitter at Shea Pepler, S-H-A-E Pepler. I'm at Randy Scott, ESPN. Joining the conversation, the CC call-in line, 1-888-SAY-ESPN. And I don't want to gloss over it. I know it's May the 4th, and if you're on social media or if you have like a sort of a hack uncle in your life, it's May the 4th be with you, right? Right? The Star Wars universe dominates today. Hey, I'm the guy who tweets out Justin Timberlake saying it's going to be May, pretty much like April 28th, April 29th, 30th. That's my go zone for that. So I'm here for all your hack social media stuff. But in that vein and in that spirit, we're asking you, call in, 1-888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What is your pop culture blind spot? Because you have two hosts today on May the 4th where Star Wars is a massive blind spot.
What is that? Yoda? I don't even know what that is. I also don't like to even partake in conversations about Star Wars. Like, I'm not hating. If that's your thing, no problem.
Yeah.
But I can't. I don't know how many there have been. I don't know. I don't understand how they keep coming out with new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the figurines is beyond me.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. But May the 4th be with you and also with you, I suppose.
Okay. Yeah. Go religious. It is sort of canon. It is sort of canon, Star Wars, but I know that, man, I see the people on Twitter today doing the, you know, Mr. Spock, you know, the hand symbol where they, you know, the star. Anytime you can try to confuse Star Trek and Star Wars today, you're going to set people off. So I'm here for that chaos on social media. But what is your pop culture blind spot? You can call in, join the conversation. We're doing that throughout the show. Lamar Jackson, though, is our first and foremost sports story. This thing happening, I want to say about 2 hours ago, he finally addressed the media. The Ravens rolled him out. He signed his contract. There was a big ceremony, and why not? It's a massive contract, Shay. The deal making him the highest paid player in NFL history. 5 years, $260 million. You and I both know, Shay, that can mean different things. You know, you can sort of quantify it however you want. In this case, highest guaranteed total, shy of Deshaun Watson, but also highest average annual value for this contract. And he talked about, you know, how he put a trade request out there into the universe, tried to speak it into existence. He talked about what changed for him and for the team, Shay, since his trade request in March.
Today, we're going to keep it about the future. You know, I'm not really worried about what happened in the past. I'm going to keep it about these next 5 years and keep it about, you know, what's going on today. You know, it's a great day. Great day just signed with the guys up here. That's all I'm focused on right now.
Yeah, I think it's easy to say that, but I don't know. Did you believe that trade request was legit at the time, Shay?
Yeah, I did. And I actually thought today Lamar said all the right things at all the right times. That's the right thing to say. But to me, I think the easiest response that you and I both had when we heard this, Randy, was, yeah, I don't know that they were as interested in you either, buddy. Like, the thing I was hanging my hat on was maybe there was going to be some sort of movement on the draft with the Colts or something, which obviously that never came to fruition. But I joked, like, Rent the movie, he's just not that into you. Like, it just, they never had, there was no team that was super interested in him either. And quite frankly, the best fit for him and the best chance of success was with the Ravens anyways. So everyone wins in this situation. What has been the one thing we've been talking about with Lamar Jackson? He's going to bet on himself. He's going to bet on himself. And mm-hmm. it has all worked out for him to do that time and time again. So I'm happy that this is done. But the one thing I will say, Randy, about this whole situation, this is now the offseason story, right? It's become Lamar Jackson, and it's been all about Lamar Jackson. Last year, it was about Aaron Rodgers and what's going to happen. Well, the last 2 years, it's been about what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. Before that, it was Dak Prescott. And before that, it was Tom Brady. And to me, no one has really shown up when we have done this song and dance with waiting for the contract, betting on themselves, waiting to see what happens. No one's really shown up for their team that they had, you know, been wanting to figure out where they were going to or get the right amount of money for, except for Tom Brady when he won a chip with Tampa Bay in that first year. And so now the pressure fully moves on Lamar Jackson to really do what they paid him to do, and that's bring a Super Bowl back to Baltimore and win a championship. Otherwise, we're going to be talking about pressure and how was it the right move to pay him all this amount of money for seasons to come, because I feel like we do it with Dak. We were going to do it with Aaron Rodgers again now with him being with the Jets, and now it's going to be about Lamar Jackson as well.
It's going to be about Lamar Jackson. When you sign this contract and you put that target on your back, you put that check in your bank account to be sure. Get the bag, do whatever you have to do. That is generational times generational yeah. wealth. I don't fault anybody for doing that, but now comes a greater microscope. Now comes, to your point, greater pressure. And something you touched on where he was talking about, okay, yeah, I don't want to talk about the trade request forever forward, you know, eyes on the horizon, we're moving on to his next 5 years. Okay, that's all well and good. But he touched on whether or not other teams drew his interest or his eye during this process.
Like, to be honest with you, I really didn't care for other teams, really. I just really wanted to get something down here. Like, I wanted to be here. It was like, man, okay, other teams cool, but I want to be a Raven. Like, I said something 2018, you know, I think it was April 26th, if I'm not mistaken. And I meant that, you know, I'm standing on that until I get it done. So I really wanted to get this done before anything, before my time up and branch off somewhere else. You know, I really want to finish my career here and win the Super Bowl here. So that's what I meant.
If you buy that, Shay,
that's what I was talking about, well, that exact thing.
If you buy it, then the trade request was nothing but a ploy. Because if he was never interested in other teams, then the trade request was just a spur to try to get the deal done. The thing that he learned when he put the trade request out there, again, to your point, other teams weren't that interested in him either.
Because you have, from what the Ravens have made him the offense. I mean, how many times on SportsCenter, Randy, mm-hmm. have we read the graphics that show you how poor his receiving core has been year in and year out, mm-hmm. how little money that receiving core has made, how significant they have been, which is very little, since he joined this team. Like, he has been the entire offense. I mean, I'm telling you, I think I've read 10 of these graphics before. And so there's no other team that can just blow up their entire offense and shape it around him. It made the most sense for him to stay in Baltimore, without a doubt,
correct,
in my opinion. And so this whole, I wasn't really interested. Yeah, because there was probably no good fit for you where you felt like you can go and excel and earn and actually be deserving of the money that you got than with Baltimore.
100%. Now, I think Baltimore has, in this offseason, bolstered the wide receiving core around him, right? They're probably the second best receiving core in the division. Topping Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd in Cincinnati, that's going to be tough. But you look at, you know, Odell, you look at Zay Flowers, first-round pick out of BC.
Yep.
Rashad Bateman flashed last season, so did Devin Duvernay. Bateman being a three option, Duvernay being a 3/4 option, that's where they fit. Odell being a solid one, maybe Flowers as the two. You know what, Mark Andrews might be the 1A, to be honest, at tight end. Yeah.
He's his guy. I mean, he's the guy that has all the chemistry with him. Like, Mark Andrews, if in your fantasy drafts, like, take him as a receiver, not as a tight end. Like, 100%. So he will be his number one. Odell is not a number one. We don't even know what we're getting in Odell. How could we just slot him into the number one receiver for Lamar? Mm-hmm. Like, we have no idea what kind of Odell Beckham Jr. is going to show up on that football field in pads. You don't know.
You have
no idea what kind of explosiveness he still has.
What we know about Lamar Jackson is all of the concerns about him representing himself. Oh, Lamar doesn't have an agent. Oh, what's he doing? He's leaving millions on the table, blah, blah, blah. That's something he touched on today.
I mean, it's a business. It's a business at the end of the day, and if you're going to represent yourself, you know, you gotta have a strong mind. I wouldn't say you get out there and put your feelings in it, because it's not about feelings. You know, you can't take things with I don't like what you said. I don't agree with this. You know, it's like what they feel is how you feel. You know, it's a grown man thing at the end of the day. So you got to be a grown man if you're going to handle business.
Yeah, that's a grown man with a grown man bank account, too. And he showed love to his mom several times in the press conference as well. And we know his mom was involved in the process, too. All right, KT and Carlin on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average.
Three-pointers good. 20 triples for the Celtics in game two as they blow out Philadelphia. The Boston Celtics needed this one, an explosive second half to knock off the Philadelphia 76ers, and they have tied this series at one.
I thought overall we just played harder. I thought we played harder than Philly tonight. We didn't take them lightly. We respected them, but we played a good game. We played hard, and we were able to finish the game the right way.
Courtesy ESPN Radio there as the Celtics bounce back in a massive way. It looked like two very different teams from game one to game two. She's Shea Pepler. I'm Randy Scott, in for the guys on Canteen Carlin on ESPN Radio. You knew Boston was going to bounce back. There's a desperation that comes when you're on your home floor. You're facing an 0-2 series deficit. But, Shea, if you told Sixer fans or Sixer coaches, hey, you're getting Joel back and Jason Tatum's only going to have 7 points, it's not if we're going to win. It's how much we're going to win by.
Exactly. So my husband also, for those that don't know, works at ESPN too. So him and I, we watch these games together. We call it show prep, but really we're just like in our house. And we watched this game together last night. And he, I told you so is all he said the entire game, which isn't annoying at all to anybody. And because he had literally said, this is a problem. They're bringing Joel back too early. Harden's not going to be able to play the same way he did when he's the dude. And sure enough, it's exactly what happened. There's an identity crisis, I feel like, a little bit going on with the Sixers, and it's a problem. Because the window, to me, is now, obviously. When you have these two superstars, and Harden can't be at his full potential when Joel is at his. And there's a push and pull there, and I don't know how you get playoff Harden at his – how these two can zig and zang together, because – a disaster is what last night was. I mean, a complete collapse in the second half to the highest degree. And maybe if you let Joel get another game under his belt, like sit on the bench, let Harden do what he did, you go back home, he wins the MVP, that crowd goes completely insane when he's there, and they find a way to get it. Like, that to me would have been a better recipe. But last night, to me, I don't. Can they win another game? Like, they looked awful in the second half. They looked awful.
They did.
I don't know. I don't know if they win another game in this series, quite frankly.
I think they do. I think Boston has a real issue closing out games. It's something that should have been addressed coming off of the NBA Finals. It's something that cost him another banner. And then I get the tumult that comes, you know, with having to replace Ime Udoka, and you've got Joe Mazzulla in there. And Mazzulla doesn't just come in like, hey, I get to learn on the fly. No, he comes in to a team that has NBA championship expectations, not aspirations, expectations. And so that kind of fueled, in my opinion, you know, what we saw from Boston last night. We saw Jason Tatum, who's in foul trouble. And then we saw the supporting cast say, you know what? We're hot from three. Let's extra pass, ball movement. And Philly wasn't closing out. That's something that, I don't know. I don't know if this was part of the I told you so, but that's something that Joel, you could tell, was bothering him last night. He had 5 blocks, but they were at the rim. They were tremendous plays, but you saw a hitch in his get-along as he's trying to get back up, you know, up and down the floor. So with Boston trying to stretch the defense and doing so well, and making as many threes as they did, I mean, that was how they were able to win a game where their best player had single-digit points. No one really had to go off because they went off as a team in the third quarter.
Yeah, you can't trade twos for threes. I mean, it's basic math. Like, you can't, you just simply can't do it. And that's what I felt like was trying to happen last night. And I'm like, they're never going to get, you can't do it. So they need, and Barkley made this point in the post game. Charles Barkley. I don't know why I
heard of him. No, we got
perhaps
it.
You guys have heard him speak or play. So he made this point in the post game when I was watching, and I was like, yeah, that's he's like, this isn't going to happen every game, right? Like, there's not going to be this 3-point shooting frenzy going on every single game when you've got the guys you do down low. Like, you're going to have to pick and choose how you defend if you're the Sixers, right? And so this isn't going to happen all the time. If you bring guys to the perimeter or you keep them down low, like, which way are you going to go? So I think this was a one-off, but the thing I really liked about the Celtics, and I feel like why I think they're on to something now, is that they found ways to win despite Jason Tatum having a completely awful game. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone seems to kind of figured out their roles. Like, this is a really young coach in Missoula, and he knows that. And, like, talking about Udoka does nothing for anybody. Like, this is just a young coach that's trying to figure out what he's doing and adjusting from game to game. I still think like some of the, like, I think Coach Tibbs for the Knicks is a fantastic coach. I don't think he's a great in-game coach. I think he's much better from game to game. Some coaches are just like that. And maybe that's who Mazzulla has found to be. But I liked that every player on that Celtics team knew their role. They went to the guy that they thought was hot. Like, to me, they figured out the identity, where I felt like the Sixers caused a world of problems between their two superstars, which, when have we seen this? We've seen this before with a Harden team. I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying we've seen it before. So to me, it created more problems for the Sixers and a little bit more of a clearer path for the Celtics last night.
Yeah, I mean, the problems with Embiid were limited minutes, limited effectiveness while he was out there, and then the game gets away from you in the third quarter. They were minus 19 as a team in the third, and Boston ran away with it. One, you know, convincingly, second worst playoff loss in Sixers history in this like 111 game sample size between these two teams in the postseason. Tatum, it wasn't that he was, I mean, Tatum only played 19 minutes. He was 1-7 from the floor. It wasn't that bad of a night because they didn't need him. They just, Malcolm Brogdon was unconscious from three. They made 20 three-pointers against Philadelphia's six, and that was by design, at least taking that many shots. And so, a guy who has a lot of shots taken against him in Boston and outside of Boston, Joe Mazzulla, especially after they were beaten in game one at home without Embiid, this led to this exchange post-game after the game two win for Boston.
Joe, what have the last 48 hours been like for your team?
Angry, pissed.
And did you like that? Did you like their what was going on the last couple of days?
Yes. Nobody wants to ask about all the adjustments we made from game one to game two.
All right, that sound you hear at the end is Joe Mazzulla walking off of the dais, like he is like leaving the podium. And I don't know if that is a coach who has just had it up to here with the Boston media, because this has been a theme all season, good and bad. It's, you know, I want to talk about, like, why didn't he take the timeouts and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm sounding like Mayor Quimby, but, like, that's what a lot of the calls were in Boston. I know, because I live there. And you'd turn on sports radio, both the good station and the not awesome station, and you'd hear fans calling in and being like, ah, Mazzulla doesn't know what he's talking about, blah, blah. It's like they couldn't enjoy a good thing. And the hosts were, in some instances, just as guilty. And Mazzulla was like, hey, we made these adjustments, and now it's crickets. And I just wonder how that sits with you, Shay. Is that a coach making it about himself?
Nah, a little. Again, he's young. But why is your energy there? You just won in blowout fashion, made history in the way that you won, and by that many points. Mm-hmm. And why even put your energy towards those media members that frustrate you? Like, all he had to say was, I thought we made some really good adjustments from game one to game two. Like, that's, if you wanted to get that out there, then just say it. To me, this was a complete waste of energy, and now this is what we're talking about? Why? Now, I'm not blaming you and I.
No,
I'm just saying,
I got you.
You know, like, that shouldn't have been where his energy was. Like, it should have been a little bit more happy, I thought, a little more cheery, but maybe that's just my naiveness.
Now that it's all square at one, who do you have more confidence in? Philly,
Celtics. I told you. I don't think the Sixers win another game.
You really don't think they do?
No.
You think it's Boston in five?
I might be exaggerating a little. I don't think it's Boston in five. I do think it's Boston in six.
I think
it's Boston in six.
All right, book it. Get these
Celtics,
to a window.
Celtics, though, have also been my champion from jump. The West has really given me some problems with this.
A little bit.
But I have had the Celtics from jump, so I'm just going to just ride it. I'm going to keep going.
All right, we'll get into the West. Believe me, we have plenty of time.
Who do you have?
You're
going to ask me who you got?
Oh man, we're out of time. So we're going to move on. I don't know. I'm nervous about Philly. I'm nervous about Boston, Milwaukee. I thought it was going to be somebody out of the East, and Milwaukee's already been bounced. Man, I think these playoffs are proven.
Are you about to say the Heat or the Knicks?
No, not New York, not Miami. I think it might be somebody out of it. It might be Denver. I don't know. I love that it's up in the air though, even after a full round of the postseason. She is Shay Cornett. I am Randy Scott. And for the guys, what's your pop culture blind spot on this May the 4th with two non-Star Wars diehards weighing in? Maybe you've never seen The Sopranos. Maybe you've never seen Shawshank. Whatever it is, call in. 888-SAY-ESPN is the number. Rob Ninkovich is going to join us. We'll break down his reaction to Lamar Jackson's press conference, as well as Bill Belichick trolling the Jets on draft night. That story coming out today. It's Candy and Carlin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey,
make this stop, Randy.
This is what it is. It's May
make
the 4th.
It, stop.
It is May the 4th everywhere, including here on Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. I think that's the one that we need to do away with. That one's terrifying every single time. I'm told that's a Wookiee. Is that what that is? Nailed it?
Yeah,
nailed
it's Chewbacca.
It. I know who that is. I know who that is.
Randy Scott, get us back on track, please.
Randy Scott here, Shay Cornett there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And again, join the conversation because neither one of us has seen Star Wars. We've never seen one of the, there are 9 of them, 10 of them? How many Star Wars are there?
I have no idea. What is that?
There's 9 movies, a couple of shows.
Yeah. The shows are, I've heard
you
the shows
also
are tremendous.
Other movies based on the original 9 movies. You got a Han
Spaceballs
Solo movie.
Spaceballs was based on it, right? That's one of them. Jeez. That's not in the can.
Anyways.
All right. So, join the conversation. Call in the CC call-in line, 888-729-3776. What is your pop culture blind spot? Gianni in Kentucky is starting the conversation with us. For us, one of ours is we haven't seen any of the Star Wars. Gianni in Kentucky, what's your pop culture blind spot?
Hey, guys. Love listening to you. I just want to say happy May the 4th. I do watch Star Wars, and I love it. But my pop culture blind spot is I have never seen Forrest Gump.
I knew we'd get a Forrest Gump one today. Didn't I call that at the pre-show? Gianni, why haven't you seen Forrest Gump? This thing's been out for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm 32, never seen it. It just, I don't know. I've never even wanted to watch it. I don't know.
That second line is what really, see, I'm not like a movie buff at all. I will tell you, this is one of my pop culture blind spots. We'll get into that later. But Forrest Gump is a movie, like, I saw it in the theater, and it's one of those that even when it's on TV, even though I've seen it 20 times, I'll leave it on. Like, I love it that much. I don't even know why. Is it Tom Hanks factor? I'm not sure. But it's one of those movies, to me, it appeals to all people, everyone, male, female, any race, any religion. Like, it's something everyone can love. Why not watch it?
It was Best Picture. It was the first sort of like, I don't want to say AI. That's not the right way. CGI. CGI was used expertly for the time. The fact that they put Tom Hanks in this, you know, John F. Kennedy Oval Office or Lyndon Baines Johnson Oval Office or on an Alabama football field with Bear Bryant, like whatever they did, like they were able to make it look pretty seamless. And that part was really cool. And there's some people who will say, all right, the movie itself isn't that good. It's just the thing, you know, the scenes were great, whatever it was. It's, again, in the same sort of pantheon as Star Wars in this way. I haven't seen Star Wars. I get Star Wars. Like, I know what the references are. You know what I mean? And you don't have to have seen Forrest Gump to know, like, life is like a box of chocolates or
yeah,
Mama says blah, 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 or whatever. Like, there, you know, Lieutenant Dan. Like, you know some of those examples.
True.
So, again, you can join the conversation. What is your pop culture blind spot? Call the CC call-in line. 888 say ESPN. So this story out of New England that has surfaced today in reference to draft night. So the Patriots originally were slated to pick 14th overall in the first round. That's one spot ahead of the Jets. That, to me, is the best rivalry in the AFC. All due respect to the Ravens and the Steelers, all due respect to the Raiders and the Chiefs and whoever else. To me, that's the best one in the AFC. Anybody in the AFC North, sorry, take a knee on it. And what the Patriots did was move down three spots in a trade with the Steelers. You know, Steelers used that 14th pick to take an offensive tackle, Broderick Jones, out of Georgia. New England picked up a fourth-round pick. Listen, Bill Belichick loves trading back in the first round of the draft. Patriots would eventually make a first-round pick, but they also picked up extra draft capital. But Belichick, according to one general manager, said they sold low. The Patriots sold low because they knew, Belichick knew, the Steelers were going to take the kid that the Jets wanted to take. That's from Jason LaConforna. That Belichick's rivalry, hate, I don't want to say hatred, that's a little strong, but feelings about the Jets fueled that move to where they screwed over the Jets and allowed the Steelers to get the guy that New York wanted.
And what's wrong with this? To me is just another, like, Bill Belichick's playing chess, y'all playing checkers. Like, you know what I mean? It's just another one of the, yeah, he's got to play the Jets twice this year, and they have Aaron Rodgers. Whatever I can do to derail someone in my division season, let me do it. But also, what did the Patriots do in this year's draft? What were they doing? One wide receiver?
Yeah, I don't.
That's a story for another day. Well, but I love this. I love this. It's so Belichick. It's so great. And why doesn't someone try and ask him about it? Hey, is this true? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know.
Maybe the move is best for the team.
Do you like this? Do you think this was a good move by Belichick?
I do think it was a good move.
They had so many
holes to fill. They have issues. I mean, they're in a lot of instances predicted to finish last in their own division.
Yeah.
You pick up extra draft capital, that's fine. But hurting a team, it's not only the Patriots-Jets rivalry, it's that the Jets are on the ascension. You know what I mean? Like, pardon the aircraft pun here, but they're on takeoff. And they've gotten that buzz that the Patriots dominated for, 15 years, right? Like, the Jets are dominating the AFC East conversation, the AFC conversation as a whole. So if he gets to poke a hole,
but I think
in that,
the Dolphins to me really last year were the conversation. This year now it's the Jets because mm-hmm. of the Rodgers factor. Like, the Jets were also a laughing stock last year with what was going on at the quarterback position.
Absolutely,
an absolute joke. And so now it was the Dolphins had moments too. Let's be clear, but everyone in that division has had their moment, except for the Patriots, since Tom Brady has left. And I hate to bring it back to that, but that's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah. So the Patriots take Christian Gonzalez. They get a cornerback. They get one of the top two cornerbacks on the board, right? They get their guy, even by trading back. The Jets are forced to pivot from offensive tackle, a guy who would protect the new quarterback, right, to protect the storyline of the offseason, Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. They don't get to do that now. They take a linebacker to bolster what was already the stronger side of the football. So it's Belichick, like you said, playing chess, everybody else playing checkers. Mm-hmm. Joel in Massachusetts, Roy the truck driver, John in Florida, William in Georgia. You have tremendous pop culture blind spots, and you got to share them with our audience. We're going to dig in. All right, Star Wars fans, it's your chance. Sell us, Shay and I, on why we should get into Star Wars on this May the 4th. It's Shay Cornett and Randy Scott in for the guys. KT and Carlin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Help you again. Yes.
This is the KT and Carlin Podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think this works. Maybe we could have played this when we were coming back talking about the Patriots. You know, I feel like maybe Evil Empire. Like, we got other opportunities. It's totally.
The Evil Empire is more the New York Yankees, though, so you would have offended the
I don't know. Two games over 500 is evil? Okay. That's great. Sure. Their last.
We don't make this stop. I can't do it for 4 hours. I cannot. I'm telling you all, this is me being serious. This is like how I have to talk to my children. I can't do it for 4 hours.
I
can't hear that Yoda. What is that thing? Chewbacca?
Definitely not Yoda. Yeah.
Whatever.
He's going to keep playing it. Thank you. He's going to keep playing it if you keep calling it Yoda. I think that's the thing. I'm not trying to blame you for it.
Is there like a Princess Leia drop we could throw in something?
R.I.P. Gone too soon. That is the frustrated voice, understandably so, of Shea Cornett. I'm Randy Scott. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Join the conversation, all right? It's May the 4th, right? So any Star Wars fan in your life is May the 4th. Be with you all day. Social media, in person, answering the phone. So call in 888-729-3776. What is your pop culture blind spot? Because Star Wars is our blind spot. I've never seen one of the movies all the way through. Neither has Shay.
Nope.
I can explain that, but there's no time. Let's get to Roy the truck driver, who's on the CC call-in line with his pop culture blind spot. Roy, the floor is yours.
Hey, Shay, I love that Chewbacca. He's a Wookiee girl. That is funny as I don't know.
So annoying.
Listen. I never watched any of the Fast and the Furious. And also, I never seen Gone with the Wind. And I heard Gone with the Wind is a great movie, but it's 4 hours long. I don't feel like sitting there long.
So, okay. To be fair, both those things I think are okay. Like, yes, you should see Gone with, but like, have you seen Gone with the Wind?
I have seen it. Yeah, I probably had to watch it in high school. I'm being told that there's a significant storyline in Fast and the Furious where they rob truck drivers.
Right. Spoiler alert. Right. So maybe so that's why Roy never saw it, because they were robbing truck drivers.
Right. It makes sense that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I've confused the Fast and the Furious, all the numbers. I've definitely seen like a few of them. I'm not sure which number I've seen, though.
I saw Tokyo Drift. I don't remember there being truck drivers in that one. I can't remember off the top of my head.
That's what I mean.
But they're incredible.
Ball blurs together. They are good.
Incredible. All right, that's funny that his life, his living is made on the road, and he hasn't seen Fast and the Furious. I'm trying to think of a comp here. It'd be like a veterinarian never seeing, you know, Dr. Doolittle. Yeah, there we go. All right, see, we're on the same page. John in Florida. I love this one. John in Florida, you're on ESPN Radio.
How you doing, guys? Thanks for filling in, obviously. Really appreciate you taking the call. Now, I would never expect anybody, if they are just starting from scratch, it's a big ask to now become a Star Wars fan. You're talking about 50, 60 hours plus. It's like asking somebody at the age of 40 to be a sports historian and just start from scratch. I would never expect anybody to do that. So don't look that on yourselves.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Any you're great, great. Now, as far as my pop culture blind spot would be concerned, ever since the start of the Real World Road Rules or your Survivors or your Bachelors or your Kardashians, I've never realistically and honestly sat through a full episode of any of the reality shows that are really on television today. And I know that might sound far-fetched, but I'm just not that kind of a guy. I obviously love sports, and I am a huge Star Wars fan, but for some reason, I missed that one.
John, what about Hard Knocks? Because that's like a reality show for sports.
Only when it was about the Florida State Seminoles where I went to school. Other than that, I have not watched any of those either. That's a good swing.
Interesting. I find it hard to believe. Well, I'll take his word for it. John, thanks for the call. But I don't know how you can miss a reality. Like, how do you just never catch one?
There's so many. So he's never seen a single? Is that what I'm to gather there? He's never seen a single?
Besides, it sounds like a behind-the-scenes, like, Florida State, which they probably ran on, like, but ACC Network would be my guess, that he watched something like that.
Is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? A game show?
No, that's a game show.
It's not a reality show. So we're talking, you know, Survivor.
Anything.
He's never seen Survivor.
I've never seen Survivor, but I've seen 100 million other reality shows. I can't even tell you. I'm embarrassed by.
There's so many. Love After Lockup. Like, my girlfriend watches that. Like, we're talking like some trash show.
Well, that's a good one.
Have you seen? Have you seen Jury Duty, which is like part reality show,
no,
part scripted
TV? There is
TV?
One that I'm watching right now. I feel embarrassed to even say it over. I can't. I actually I
say
have
it.
To type it to you. I can't say it.
So you got to say
if
it
If I
now.
Tell you the one that I'm watching, yeah. with Jordan and I are watching, you, I think you'll look at me differently.
I can't wait. I promise not to read it over the air unless you give me the go ahead. Let's go to Calvin okay. in Atlanta. Oh, I know why you put this one next up. Calvin in Atlanta, you're on ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Great topic. I have never in my life seen a Friends episode.
Wow.
See, this is really hard for me to believe. However, Shannon, our producer, you want to take the floor on this one too?
Yeah, I've never seen an episode of Friends either. Like, it was one of those things growing up. Never. I guess it came on Thursdays, but I was doing more of the Martin Living Single thing, New York Undercovered on Thursdays
oh,
in the 90s.
New York
that's,
Undercovered.
That's, like, that's my guy. That's
exactly,
my guy.
Calvin.
That's
like, I wasn't doing
about.
Friends. I wasn't about that life. Not to mention, they didn't really have any major African-American characters to, like, towards the end. I'm
Did
guessing.
Not.
That's what I heard. That's
You're
what
right.
the rumor is.
You're right.
So I didn't really
You're
rock right. with them. I'm over there with Regine and everybody else and Queen Latifah and Khadijah over there on Living Single.
All right. I mean, it's just been everywhere is the thing. It's been like
right.
HBO Max and Netflix and all the streamers have had it at some point, it feels like. And that was one that I wasn't allowed to watch when it first came out, right? 95, I would have been 13 probably. And my mom was like, they speak too bluntly about sex. And I was like, oh, what do you think Friends. I want to watch? You
know, Friends, which nowadays, like if you, it's so PG nowadays, I
yes.
feel like.
Yes.
It's comical.
Yeah,
I love Friends now. I didn't love it when it was popular at the time, though. I was
okay.
young. I was like into, I was busy in sports and doing things, so I didn't like sit down and watch it religiously every week.
Right.
Now I love it. Like Jordan and I will put it on. You know, if you have like a bad day or there's like a lot on your, like it's one of those mindless put it on. It gives you a chuckle, clears your head before bed situations.
Yeah,
to me.
Like when it hasn't been your day. You know?
Yeah, it hasn't been your day, your month, or even your year. Like,
there
that's
we
a good
go.
Thing. To put on.
That's it. Do you ever do it? Do you ever do this with Jordan where like you watch something serious, scary, you watch an episode of, like The Last of Us or
yeah.
you know something and you need like
I hate
a cleanser?
That show, but yes.
Yeah, but you need like a cleanser. Like I can't go to bed with that in my mind. So I
yes.
gotta, I gotta. So if,
yeah, that's what I'm talking yeah. about. This is what Friends yeah. is. It's yeah. the cleanser. Exactly. And
right.
you know when it came in really handy? Like all the political debating, like those kinds of days
mm-hmm,
is
mm-hmm.
when I'm like, put on Friends, please, or
yeah.
stand-up comedian. I need a minute. It will just help me. We didn't say ours, though. What is your pop culture blind spot,
I mean,
Randy?
Star Wars is up there.
Okay,
Star
yeah,
Wars.
Mine, too. But, then,
but I could rattle them off. Like, I've never seen any of the Indiana Joneses. I've never seen any of the Back
either.
To the Futures.
Oh,
never
I have seen
Back
to the Future. I've never seen Shawshank Redemption, which breaks, like,
oh,
90%
man.
Of American males' hearts.
Oh, my
I don't
God.
Know why.
I've never seen the Kardashians. I was with him.
Never once
never
one episode.
A single, no, refuse.
Do you know which one
you know
is
date?
Oh, she's not dating
Wait,
him anymore.
Kevin in Florida, you got to hang tight because yours hits so close to my heart. So I can promise you, you're going to get on. It's Canty and Carlin, Shay and Randy. It's ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.